go to Romans 4. Verse 13 of Romans 4. It's talking about Abraham. He said, verse 13, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect, or also void. Because the law worketh wrath. For where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore, if it is of faith, that it might be by grace, excuse me, to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who was the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him who he believed, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth these things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. So the promise is always to the seed. And the idea in verse 14, for if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void. So the whole mystery of God comes down to this idea that from the beginning, from Adam and Eve till now, until the end, it started, the whole glory of God, the whole purpose of God has been a bride for the Son. Has been to create a bride for the Son. It's not to create anything else. And this was revealed in Adam and Eve. It's and we went through this whole thing many times, but Adam and Eve were created, made, and they were made innocent. Without an awareness of self. And then the fall occurred. And we are all, the human race, are heirs of the fall. That's who we are. That's who the human race is. We are heirs of the fall. Remember in Genesis, it says that where God said, let us make God let us make man in our image and our likeness. The first word, image, is the word selim, which means a glove is a selim of a hand. We were created to contain deity from the beginning. And in Adam and Eve, that deity was to be created by transforming the innocence to holiness. And this is indicated, let's look at this scripture we looked at often, but let's go to Matthew 18. Matthew verse 3, and said, "Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." To become as a little child is to return to the innocence of Adam and Eve. To lose self-awareness. Now, unfortunately, this is never taught anywhere. Nobody ever looks at that one. They say, you're saved, and once saved, always saved, blah, blah, blah. But here it says, and except you be converted, not saved. But the next step is become as little children, as a little child. You shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. Is it possible, and this is the biggie, is it possible for you and I to lose self-awareness? It must be possible or I wouldn't be in here. Now, so then the essence of sin, the essence of the fall, is self-awareness. Does everybody agree to that? So except we be converted and become without self-awareness, we shall not enter the kingdom of God, our kingdom of heaven. Lose self-awareness. What are you doing, Gary?
Well, back in the garden, God created Adam and Eve, created them innocent. But that's not of any value unless the innocence is tested.
It's transformed into holiness by testing, by antagonism.
So it's a long, difficult process.
But it
being tested.
Yeah, we don't know how many tests they passed. But one thing we know is when the first thing that happened after God told Adam to name the names, then once you name something, then you have the potential of being separate from it because you see it as an other. When innocence is just to see.
Fast forward to here. There, Jesus is saying, except you become as a little child, which is innocent.
Right.
I'm not sure what he's saying, because innocent is the state where testing then begins. Is that the point?
Right. The innocence then becomes, after the innocence, if you will, then comes the temptation of Christ, which is
to put your eyes on.
Let's go there just to make sure we all see it. Go to Luke 22.
Holy, can you enter the kingdom of God being a fully repentant adult? I'm just throwing aside child.
Repentance is the only way you can return to innocence, to become as that little child. But every time there's awareness of self, then that's where repentance starts. But that isn't what we're talking about here, except read now. He's talking to his disciples.
Can I ask one more question?
Let me get this one first. Luke 22. Verse 28, you are they which have continued with me in my temptation. So there's a whole world of temptation and testing that happens in order that there can become the possibility of losing self-awareness. Once you've once you've entered that domain where at least you know that self-awareness is to be repented of, then you then that's where you start the process. That's where you continue with him in his test, because the test is no longer anything about you because you've lost self-awareness. It seems impossible. That's why, this is why the path is getting so narrow. The way started out broad. And then as what the Bible calls sanctification occurs, more and more repentance, repentance, repentance. And then you reach the point of what we call baptism. That's where you are agree that the void, you are void, the world is void, of no value, except for you to reach the position that it has no value. And when that happens, then there's baptism. You're buried in baptism because you agree with God that you're dead. From then on, the test is whether or not you're going to continue with him in his test. His test has no home in human nature. His test can't begin until you... started in this, at least the possibility of having no self-awareness. Then his test starts. Then his test starts with being publicly identified with the cross. Now we think this, you know, this is what we this is what our minds tell us this. Well, we accept God as our Savior, or Jesus Christ as our Savior, our sins are forgiven, praise God, and now we live our lives. Isn't that what's, every once in a while you get some instruction that maybe here's how you can have a better marriage, or here's how you can find a wife, all in God's name, of course. Here's how you can be successful.
Does this mean that Christ in you is being tested?
Right, he has to be tested, but before he can be tested, you have to die.
Yeah, you make it your test, and he's not being tested.
Right, the moment the test is going on with something about you, then it's not his test. It's still coming to be your test to see the vanity of everything. But this is what Romans 12 says. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transfigured by the renewing of your mind. Renewing of your mind so that you end up with the mind of Christ.
I'm being stubborn here. Can there be any self-awareness that is not evil if it's grounded in humility, the revelation of Christ in you revealing humility, modesty, and love versus... self-obsession and self-fixation and self-seeking, which are egregiously sin.
Well,
wanting to live in both worlds.
No, but the point is that's why if there is, then you, if there's a self-awareness at any time, then you repent. That's why repentance becomes more and more and more and more and more. Because his test can't start until you let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Up till then, it's still your test. It has nothing to do with what I'm talking about, as about being saved or not saved. I believe that it's not our business who's saved. But I also believe that there are, again it's the whole pathway going from the world to the promised land to the mercy seat. Many are still in the world. It's doing the world stuff. They're still in the world, but they are forgiven. And they understand, and that's the limit of their understanding. And so if that's the limit of their understanding, then that's all they can produce, as others that are think that the end is to this forgiveness of sin. See, all of this, this mystery of being transfigured by the renewing of your mind is. It's the least studied, the least apprehended aspect of the mystery of godliness. It's the last thing your mind wants. Your mind wants to be improved. Your mind thinks you're getting better. We've talked about this many times. That's why there's drug addiction, there's gambling addiction, there's alcohol addiction. But it's all so that we can say how we are so consumed, we are addicted to self. That's what has to die. That's what is buried in baptism. Now that's why, now most of the time, you go to one of these AA meetings or other forms. The whole idea is that they try to get you to improve your self-image so you don't need the drugs. But it never works. The only hope for a drug addict and the only hope for us who are addicts to self is the cross and our death on that cross. Let's look at another. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. Chapter 1.
Children believe. They trust their parents just instinctively without thinking about it. It's what they are, is little believers, so to speak.
Right, because there's no self-awareness.
There's not, yeah.
If they're the only awareness is like if they hurt, they cry. If they're hungry, they yell or something. But there's no thinking about it. It's just being.
Yeah.
And that's what every one of the children that grew up here has gone through until they hit the terrible twos. Now, if you watch any child, no matter how good that child is, after they go through this and become aware of self around 18 months to 2 years or something like that, then watch, they find out that if I do this, I get that. And if I don't do this, I'm not going to tell them anybody. And the point is that you're taught to be a liar. You're taught to be a con man by your own mind because self-awareness entered, which is the curse. But in his mercy, God let us see this place of no self-awareness every time we raise a child. But this mystery of God of losing awareness of ourselves. It's the hidden things of God. It's God has a fail-safe plan that no flesh is going to enter the kingdom of God. Because every time there's an awareness of self, I don't care if you've been a believer 500 years, if there's an awareness of self, then the garment is spotted by the flesh. You can't, there's no dancing. You can't dance around it. The only possibility of removing that spot on the garment is repentance. That's why I preach repentance for everything. So that you lose awareness of self. Every time. That's why, again, that you know, the one thing that causes the most awareness of self in my own experience is pain. And to be the only way you can lose self-awareness if you're in a lot of pain is to understand that that has nothing to do with you, is you're filling up the affliction that's lacking in the body of Christ. So your mind automatically, if you can see repentance, you automatically will go to the kingdom of God, the perfection of the ministry, of the mystery, being tested. But even a greater test is once you're publicly identified with the cross, then you're a threat to every form of thought there is in the universe. Then you're continuing with him in his test. Up until you lose awareness of self, you're still in your test. Now that's the message that this body has to see. That's why the preaching of the cross is the power of God, because the preaching of the cross produces repentance if you have any integrity. You have no other choice. Let's go to, did I say 1 Corinthians chapter, verse 9? Chapter 9, I mean. It's always got to be, it's not I that live.
Yeah.
I am dead. I am crucified with Christ, yet I live. Yet not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. And then the I after, all I's after that, are your I is Christ. I mean, the glory of that is mind-bending. You are Christ in Michael's form. Michael has to die that Christ might be revealed. Die and be buried. But the beast is constantly trying to raise himself from the dead, and he does it through awareness of self. And so every time there's awareness of self, there's repentance. Prayerfully, there is repentance. You look like you understand, Michael.
Yeah, I was just thinking something. Yeah, I've been praying a lot for a while that, you know, God would lead me to repentance.
That's the best prayer you can make. But you can't, see, again, remember, why did these guys, if we believe the Bible, why did these guys live 800 and 900 years? Because without a minion, where there is the possibility of empathy, you had to go with experience. And it took that long to experience the vanity of everything your flesh could see and understand. Now, that's why you shouldn't even have a Bible study unless there's a minion. The 10. Because in that laying down your lives one for another, in that total honesty and openness, then there is empathy So you don't have to go through everything that I went through or Pete went through. We empathize with each other's experience so we can see the vanity of all time and space. And once we've seen the vanity of all time and space, of everything, that all that is that we've been doing our whole life, all we've been doing is being led by our belly, and all, so therefore all we can do is eat dust, no matter how expensive the dust is. I was asleep, and then I had the television on. I woke up, and it was this something. It was a deal in Hollywood with all kinds of stars. And
Golden Globes.
Yeah, that's what it was.
There's no vanity there.
And they had this guy, and he's an English guy, and he was the host.
Jarvis, yeah.
What's his name?
Jarvis.
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
Well, whoever he was, he just made fun of everybody and everything. Even what they were doing, he made fun of. And so this,
you got trouble for it.
I mean, it was like it. All of a sudden, him doing that and making fun, and a lot of the people didn't laugh because he was making fun of them or what they saw them. They were getting angry, but he made fun of everything. I said, my God, he's a better preacher than anybody on television. What we need to do is start making fun of each other if we see self-awareness in them. Because there's nothing that will make you madder when somebody makes fun of you. But I think we know each other well enough so that that aspect, that's what used to make... I wasn't naturally good at making fun of people. Now it seems to be all I do. Well, anyway, that's it. I don't listen about me. We're out of time, and even though we started, anybody have any breakthroughs? Do you understand that we must lose self-awareness? The only way we lose it is by seeing, as I've said many times, Paul said, I've suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung. If there's anything he lost and he still had importance to it, then it was though it was still there. You understand? So, and I've used this metaphor many times, but if we see that they are everything about us is dung, it takes no effort to walk away from it because it smells. But if we still think it's important, we can't walk away. And then once the self-awareness starts, then it just blossoms. But at the instant even the attempt at self-awareness by your mind, that's when repentance must take place. Even self-awareness with regard to how much you know the scripture or how well you know the scriptures. Praise the Lord. You know, it's like these last few days have just been pure hell for me. And these last kinds of few, they're happening a lot lately. But God, I can see the freedom of repentance for even the pain. And it goes back to that one many years ago that I told you often about when I was just a total, just an animal. I said, forgive me, Father, for wanting to be delivered from pain. can't repent unless you see the unimportance of, the futility of, the emptiness of, no matter what it is. Mother, father, sister, brother, wife, children, in your own life also. Finally, we can see the purpose of our mind is to find out it has no purpose. Then emptiness is possible because you agree with it. If you think your mind is important, then you can never repent of it. Anyone else? Ms. Josanna? You sure you haven't read ahead on something, Gary?
No, seen it all, understand everything, all clear.
Now let's live it. Amen?
Amen.
Let our walk be this. Discussed. All right, well, we're going to spend some more time on this one, okay? Oh, I'm not billboarding, but listen in tomorrow. I'll take it, big guy.